Hey, C3 friends. It's Friday and we got two chapters of the book of Acts left, and there's a whole lot that happens in these last two chapters. So Paul had appealed to Caesar to hear his case. Paul starts the process of making his way to Rome to plead his case. Things didn't exactly go quite as planned, as we will learn here in chapter 27. We learn this is got to be a pretty big ship. There were 276 people on board this ship. And so remember, Luke wrote the book of Acts. And so Luke, and we see here, I wonder if Luke was with them, because he starts using pronouns we, as if he is there. But he's telling of these adventures, and it reminds us of the beginning of Acts. Remember the beginning of Acts, when Jesus said that the gospel would need to go to the ends of the earth? Well, Paul certainly did his part in all of his travels, not just his travels that he chose in his ministry, but even travels when he was a prisoner being sent to Rome. So they don't just go straight to Rome, you'll learn today. So they're sailing, and the longer they sail, the closer they come to the season of fall. And fall is the rainy, stormy season on sea. So the longer they're on the water, the more dangerous it would become. So eventually we see that they hit this huge storm. The ship is being driven along helplessly. They have no control whatsoever as to where the ship is going. They throw ropes underneath the boat and pull it up on the other side. Basically, they're trying to wrap the boat or the ship in ropes to hold it together. And day after day, this storm rages. And it tells us that they had given up hope. And that's something we'll come back to in just a minute. But in the middle of the night, Paul got a message from God through an angel. And the next day, he boldly announces to everyone, remember, he's a prisoner. He announces to everyone that nobody would be killed. The ship wasn't going to make it, he says, but nobody would be killed. And he shows us it's important that they listen to what he tells them to do. And people try to get sneaky on things, and he calls them out on it. You'll read about that today. You'll read the details about this shipwreck. And again, this is so exciting to read, like a story. But let's remember, it's not a fictitious story. It's an account. And so you read the details of the shipwreck, and just as Paul had been told, nobody dies, and they end up on this island. We'll learn that tomorrow. The name of the island is Malta. But Monday. And Monday we will see how they were received by the natives. And then we will, as we conclude the book of Acts, see that Paul eventually does make it to Rome. So spoiler alert, sorry. I want to go back because there's one thing I just really feel like I want to talk to you about for just a second today. It tells us that everybody had lost hope. This storm raged on. So think about your life. Think about the struggles in your life. And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of times that if I go by my feelings with a certain circumstance or a certain trial in my life, it's easy to feel hopeless. It's easy to feel hopeless. And something that God has kind of revealed to me over the last few weeks, and this is something that I've shared with others, not sharing it as something that God is teaching me in my own life, but sharing it as advice to other people who are struggling. I have found myself the last few weeks saying to people, something that we need to understand is feeling hopeless is altogether different than being hopeless. One is a feeling and one is a state of being. For people who follow Jesus Christ, it's never truly hopeless. And whether it's somebody that you love that's far from God, or whether it's something that you don't think you'll ever get to a certain place in your faith, feeling hopeless is not the same as being hopeless. And I want to close today by reading something that was written in Romans chapter 15, one of those verses that I like to say often. And this is my prayer for you today. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, it's not hopeless. We are not hopeless. Situations can seem hopeless, but that doesn't mean we are hopeless. I hope that encourages you today the way it's been encouraging me lately. Have a great day, and we'll finish up Acts 28 and the book of Acts on Monday.